Book of Moses, Insight Number 3, Enoch as a Lad, Moses 6:31. Readers of the Book of Moses have often puzzled over Enoch's self-description as a lad, especially in light of the fact that he was at least 65 years old at the time. Strikingly, this is the only instance of the term lad in the teachings and revelations of Joseph Smith. Hugh Nibley was the first to recognize the significance of the use of this term in the Book of Moses, given the prominence of lad, or the equivalent term youth, as a name for Enoch in several Jewish mystical works, notably including the pseudepigraphal books of 2nd and 3rd Enoch. Enoch uses the term lad in a somewhat self-denigrating way in Moses 6:31. Why is it that I have found favor in thy sight, and am but a lad? The angels in 3rd Enoch similarly look upon Enoch's status as a lad with disdain. They see Enoch's relative youth as a reason to challenge the legitimacy of his heavenly ascent, as well as his right to sponsor the ancient ascent of his pupil, Rabbi Ishmael. Enoch is portrayed as a sort of Johnny-come-lately, who despite his late arrival manages to become the greatest in their midst. This recalls pre-rabbinic tradition of the initial reluctance of the angels to pay homage to Adam, who himself was seen as a young newcomer to the divine realm. Gary A. Anderson of the University of Notre Dame wonders at the ancient references to Enoch as a lad, quote, "The acclamation of Enoch as a lad is curious, and certainly recalls the questions that began the story. Why are you called lad by those in the heights of heaven? It is worth noting that of all the names given to Enoch, the title lad is singled out as being particularly apt and fitting by the heavenly host. Evidently, the 70 names were of a more general order of knowledge than the specific title lad." In answer to the question of why the 70 nations of the world called Enoch by his other names, while God preferred to call him by the name of lad, Andre Orloff proposes that Enoch served as a sort of mediator between the nations and God, with reference to his 70 names corresponding to the 70 nations of the world. In short, to the nations he was a ruler, the prince of the world, while to God he was a subordinate, a lad by comparison. Searching for the answer in another direction, Gershom Scholem, followed by other scholars, noticed that the title lad appears in the ancient Jewish literature in connection with the role of one who serves before the heavenly throne and ministers to its needs, or as one who serves in his own special tabernacle. A third explanation is found in the Zohar and in related writings. There it is understood that Enoch became a youth, permanently, when God took him to live forever in the heavenly world. While none of these explanations is without its merits, Anderson prefers the reason that Enoch himself gives for his title, as recorded in the Book of 3rd Enoch, similar to what we find in the Book of Moses, quote, and because I was the youngest among them, and a lad amongst them, with respect to days, months, and years, therefore they called me lad. Though most scholars have not been satisfied with the simple and somewhat naive answer the text supplies, and have instead formulated a variety of more elaborate hypotheses for the name, Enoch's explanation for his title of lad in the Book of Moses fits the simple and straightforward explanation given in 3rd Enoch.